Christ and the love of God and the power and the presence of his Holy Spirit be with you all today. Amen. A number of years ago, there was a television program hosted by Ralph Edwards. Do any of you know the name of the show? Black and white television. Dates you a little bit. This is your life, right? That was a very popular program years ago. We watched it every week, and it was always kind of exciting to see guests come on. They had no idea they were even a part of this program. And then people would come in and be introduced, you know, people of their past that they hadn't seen for years and years, and then maybe also people of the present. So it was a very exciting program, but it was kind of a snapshot of the journey they were having in life, just a snapshot. And of course, nothing really was said about the future. Well, in our epistle reading for today, we have a wonderful opportunity to hear and receive God's plan for our lives. We would call it maybe my journey of faith. I'm also preaching in the second service today, and I'm going to hone in on the confirmation class and their journey of faith. But I'm going to hone in on your journey of faith today too. And life is a journey. It begins with God. It centers in his will for us. And his hope, our hope, is built on the promise for our future. I want to dig into that with you just a little bit this morning as we open God's Word together and start with our journey of faith, a beginning with God. John says in 1 John 5:1, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. So our beginning is really with God. God created the world. He created Adam and Eve. He created us through our parents. God's hand of blessing and creation, well, it continues to this present moment, doesn't it? Even before the world was created, God knew us. Even before the world was created, God set a plan for us, a journey in front of us for life. Eternal life. And by the way, we're on that journey right now. We don't have to wait to get to heaven to experience that eternal life with God. Because why? Because he's present with us now. And he's active in our life now. Through his word, through his promises, through the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion, God continues to act in us, with us, and through us. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. You remember your confirmation days or day? I have to go back a few years. I think I was confirmed when I was 13 because my birthday is later in the year. I was confirmed at 13. I had no really idea of my future. I know that my parents took me to church. I knew that I went to Sunday school, even though I didn't really enjoy it that much. You've heard that story. And yet, I know that I was always part of the family of God. And on confirmation, I remember that I studied, you know, the catechism, right? The six chief parts. Jim, could you give me the explanation to... No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Okay. But you remember, you had to memorize all those things. Well, maybe as an adult, you had to. I'm not sure, right? No? Okay. You did. Okay. Oh, you had to. Okay. But you know, the six chief parts and memorize the books of the Bible, and there were certain Bible verses that I had to remember and memorize. I thought, what is all this about anyway? And if it wouldn't have been for this girl that sat behind me and whispered in my ear, I probably would have had a real struggle. Can you imagine all that happened to me? Well, it did. And I was confirmed, and I remember coming to the altar, and pastor would lay his hand on me for, you know, the scripture verse and the blessing, and he shuffled his feet evidently on the carpet, because the minute he touched my head, I received the biggest shock. I don't know if anybody could see it, but, you know, static electricity? My mind was wandering probably, but boy, when that electricity hit me, I woke up. I didn't really know what God had planned for me. Did any of you? If you were confirmed as a 14-year-old, or maybe later some of you were confirmed in your adult life, to just kind of focus for a second or a minute on, where am I going? What am I doing here? What is my purpose? We still have questions like that, don't we? We still ask those kinds of questions. God, what's at stake for me? God, why are you letting this happen? Or God, what's next? But in confirmation, we had an opportunity to say yes to God. It was kind of that public affirmation of what God started within me in baptism. Water and the Word. The Word is the power and the name of God to totally change and totally turn me inside out and fill me with His Spirit in a mighty and powerful way. That was my beginning. That was our beginning in this journey we call life. And so we belong to Him in faith, and He has given us work to do. Work to do. How often have we said to somebody who's experiencing maybe the near death of a loved one, and we say to them, your job is finished. You've completed God's work here in this world, and the best is yet to come. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Inherit the kingdom. Right? Yeah. That's what we say. That's what we believe. That's what we know, because God tells us so. So my faith journey begins with God. And it continues by following Him. By following Him. In 1 John 5:2, John says, by loving God and carrying out His commands. That's my work. We heard it in the gospel, Jesus' words too today. Love the Lord your God, right? As yourself, neighbor, self. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Wow. There's work to be done. Following His way really says two things to us, really. It talks about a relationship and also a lifestyle. We have a relationship with God. I remember a few years ago, I met somebody, they were new to Peoria, and they had come to Redeemer, and they said, well, I want to join the church. I said, great. And they said, well, first of all, they said to me, do you have a relationship with God? Whoa. I thought, well, golly, that's a good question. Do you have a relationship with God? A relationship of love? A relationship of trust? A relationship of dependence upon God for all things and everything? Because you see, that's what God is about. God is a God of relationships. It's called faith, and it's called trust, and it's called dependency, and it's called following Him. I love this word from Paul in Acts chapter 17, verse 28. Paul said in his preaching, he says, in Him, Jesus, We live, we move, and we have our very being. That's pretty complete, isn't it? I mean, it's not like Jesus is over there somewhere, or he's up there somewhere, or he's following me, or I'm following him, or he's... No, I'm not distant from Jesus at all. Jesus is a part of me. In him we live. Every breath I take, right? The Spirit of God within me and upon me. I live, I move. My every movement, every decision I make, everywhere I go, every person I see, it's all about my relationship with Jesus. I have my very existence in him. Right? You recall Paul's words. They are powerful words. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. To live is Christ. Boy, we're stuck. We're cemented. In him we live and move and have our being. I remember my mother used to say to me when I was, even before I was confirmed, but afterwards too, she'd say, "Now remember, Ronnie," that's what she called me, "wherever you go, Jesus is with you." Wow. She would especially tell me that if I was going to go out with my friends. Not a bad truth to remember, right? Everywhere I go, Jesus is with me. The good, the bad, and the ugly. You mean the ugly? You mean the sin? You mean the deprivation? You mean the thoughts and all the stuff that I get involved in and come up against and my, you know, my backsliding and my, I don't know, my just my turning away from God's will and command? You mean everything, everything? Yeah, everything. Why is he there? Because he loves us. And he knows. He knows that we need him. I mean, how do you say no to sin? No. Well, good luck, because if you're depending on your own power and strength to make that happen, it's going to be troublesome. God, help me. God, remind me. God, give me power and strength to know that there is a better way. And you've given me that way. You've pointed me that way. That's my journey of faith. You set me on this path. And it is the best. It is the best. Our lifestyle, the apostle reminds us, is basically carrying out his commands. And when you think of carrying out his commands, what do you think of? You think usually the Ten Commandments, don't you? But isn't it interesting that a summary of the law of God is really love? What is that all about? Mom or Dad, you won't let me do this. Is it because you love me? Yeah, it is. God, you don't want me to go in that direction or this direction. Are you punishing me? No, it's because I love you. And I know what's best for you. In fact, you know what? You could really say this under the influence of God's Spirit. And boy, we need that every day. But under the influence of God's Spirit in our life, we could really say, carrying out your commands is a joy. John says that. It's not a burden. We make it a burden because we have this tendency in our life, what? To go it alone. You know what I mean? We have this tendency to go it alone. instead of remembering that we are going with God, well, go it alone. And that's where trouble begins. That's where Satan and temptation get their way with us. But God's promise comes back again and again to us. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. Do you guys have about another hour? Can we preach about an hour, Bill? Okay. I would love to hear from you on how God has made a way for you when there seemed to be none. You all have a story. We all have stories to tell. And you know what that story is? That's a witness. That's like this guy that came to me yesterday. Boy, right out of the blue. I mean, I'm working in my garden. I love to work in my garden. It's a way to get away. And my garden is kind of down a little bit of a ravine, and I'm really involved in my planting and smelling the good ground. Hey, Mr. Miller, are you a pastor? Here I am. I got my bib overalls on. I'm sweaty. I'm dirty. And I look up and I go, yeah. He said, I want to talk to you. His mother's a neighbor down the street a couple of houses. And he said, I need help. I don't know what to do. I've lost my wife. I'm totally depressed. I cry every day. I thought I had a moment or two, you know, that I could be by myself in the garden. You know, Chris, we have those times, right? You want to just say, I need to get away a little bit, and God says, no, you're not going to get away a little bit. And so I set up a time to talk with him, and we'll see where that goes. I'll let you know. God makes a way where there seems to be no way. God's way for us, for him, and for his kingdom is always the best. Eyes open, heart open, faith here, ready to see. We're on a journey, aren't we? Following his way. And he always provides one. And then thirdly, we could say on this journey of life, we need to live this journey victoriously. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Boy, is there anything more victorious? Death no longer holds us. Death, man, you've been destroyed. Oh yeah, it's a second, it's a moment in time. We close our eyes. This body shuts down, but our eyes open, and we are with the Lord. And before that time comes, the battle belongs to the Lord. Jesus has promised victory in every way. And that's our promise. John says in John 5:4, everyone born of God overcomes the world. And Jesus says, you will have trouble in this world, but take heart, I've overcome the world for you. My grace brings you through. Be a great truth to remember every day. My grace, God's grace, his love and his forgiveness brings us through. His love when we're fearful. His forgiveness when we fall brings us through. Brings us through. Not just each day, but each moment, and maybe even each second. I don't know how many times I hear people say to me, I say, day by day with Jesus. And they'll say, sometimes, moment by moment. Life is difficult. Life is challenging. Life is hard. Life isn't easy living in a fallen world. And as Christians, you know, that's where we have to remember that this world is not perfect. My kids used to say to me, but Dad, that's not fair. And I said, you know what? Nothing is fair. Not in this world. If you put your hopes and your dreams in people or things, or even in yourself, you're going to fail. Our sure hope and our sure peace is in God. Jesus has overcome. Jesus has given us victory. And he encourages us in his word and promise to live victoriously. Not as defeated and fallen people, but as victors. Oh, death, where's your sting? Oh, grave, where's your victory? Thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our journey in life, our journey of faith, begins with God, following him, and always trusting and resting in his victory for us. 3 points, 3 positive promises and truths that keep us each and every day with God in his way. Are you ready for this afternoon? Are you ready for tomorrow? I don't know what you're facing this week. I don't know what the challenges are. I know I've got some stuff whirling in my mind. I've got to get through this and this and this. But you know what? God will make a way. Amen? And all God's people said, amen.